the heart of Broadway here in historic and drug-filled downtown Cape Girardeau. It's the return of Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man after a two-week absence because of reasons that I can't remember.
Work.
My name is Shannon Young. I'm Mr. 100 down at the end of the table. That's Ace of Gray. He's a Five-Star Man.
All five.
And to our left, Zach K. We won't use his full name.
No, that's too obvious.
That's too
we
obvious.
We need to go with Z. Kyrgus.
Who has been showing us the seedier side of Wish for the past 5 minutes, where not only can you get pictures of naked women dressed as Wonder Woman, and by that I mean they have the tiara, but you can also get an assortment of cocaine sniffers, and I've been told there are dildos.
Now, can I make a correction?
Yes.
Now, you said he was showing us the seedier side. He was just showing us the app.
He was just showing us Wish.
That's all it was. That's all it is.
Allie and Lindsay use that app for purchasing bootleg Pokemon.
Oh, so we need to get us on a...
That's a Tails act. That's not a penis. Just want to point that out.
We need to... do we need to have an intervention for him then, or...?
Well, no. Well, so every once in a while, I'll just check the mail, and there's like... 8 different envelopes from Wish between the two of them. And I'm like, good Lord, our house is, we're starting to look like one
of
those
on an
old
FBI.
Flea markets.
You're on an FBI watch list.
I've been on one of those. That's welcome. The crazy thing about that.
Welcome back.
Zach's now showing me 3 different cocaine sniffers.
They're also exactly what you think.
Here's my question for you, Zach, and I'll repeat it for the audience that can't hear you. How much are these various items of cocainery?
A dollar?
They're a dollar?
That's a bargain at twice the price. So, refer a friend.
Can you get the cocaine on there too?
Does it know that you don't get to ask for that?
And would you want to buy cocaine from Wish?
Wish is what like your computer illiterate grandparents think the dark web is.
Well, they're not too far off. it's not going to be long before you can actually buy and sell children on there.
It's gateway dark web.
Oh. It's like the Disneyland version of the dark web. So getting the show started tonight, I want to wish everybody a happy guilty day in the in the Russian probe. In case you hadn't heard, Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, pled guilty on 8 charges. And Paul Manafort, his former campaign manager, found guilty on I forget how many. And there was a mistrial and 10 others. Point is, they're both going to serve some hard time. And that's just another feather in the cap.
No, they won't. They will go to a white-collar resort.
That is hard time for them.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, for us, it's paradise. Wait, you're telling me that you'll give me a meal every day and that I don't have to, like, go to work or do anything and you have, like, cable TV?
Right.
Sign me up.
I'm on board.
Where can I perform white-collar crimes right now? So for all the people that are talking about the witch hunt and all that, we owe those people in Salem an apology. They caught so many witches. It's ridiculous. All right, that's the politics part of the show. Now moving on to sports.
Sports ball. Why is Matt Carpenter obsessed with salsa? Where did that come from?
I don't know who Matt Carpenter is.
He plays for the Cardinals, and apparently it's like this huge meme now of like, and I don't think it's like a well-known one. I think it's just like Cardinals fans who follow all of their social media accounts.
I think I saw Zach Price post something about it earlier, yeah.
Because I just see like different screenshots of like, so like, because someone just got, maybe not traded, but picked up from the Washington Nationals to the St. Louis Cardinals, and he was like, he wanted salsa, but I wouldn't give it to him, but now he's a teammate, so I'll give it to him. Like, what?
I think that's the exact same one that I saw.
I don't understand what any of this is.
I don't know. I'm sorry, I was on CNN again, because they keep updating it every 5 seconds with new stuff.
Well, I mean, it's a 24-hour news cycle. They got
a
new piece of punctuation might have come out that we have to...
I want to show you the difference in the politics online these days. If you go to CNN.com, the headline is Cohen pleads guilty and implicates Trump. And if you go to Fox News, the headline is...
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Please let that be it. No, it's about the girl that went missing and her killer.
At least that's a real story.
That is a real story, and that's a relevant story. And, of course, the person that did it is an illegal immigrant. Doesn't that just seem coincidental? Like, no, that's not the right word.
No?
No. Doesn't that just seem, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
Well, how convenient. Convenient. It's convenient that today, of all days, when two of Donald Trump's, people were convicted or pled guilty to crimes, that suddenly there's outrage because this girl died and her killer is apparently an illegal immigrant, the very thing that Donald Trump rails against all the time. And I don't doubt that it's not true because they did arrest the guy, and I'd like to think that they wouldn't arrest someone for politics, but also,
I mean, wasn't there
the prison system's shitty?
Wasn't there literally a lady that got arrested because she was laughing during a Senate hearing?
That is true.
So.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I'm not willing to say that there's any sort of conspiracy there. Like.
Asa, what's wrong with your eye?
Don't do that because we're not on camera yet. But like, legit, I don't think that's a.
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a conspiracy, but I also wouldn't put it past anybody. And I mean that on both sides. Like, this isn't a Republican thing. Just the one thing that you can always unite people on whenever you start arguing about politics is, it happened in the store the other day. Somebody came in. I think it was me and Dalton and somebody else were cracking wise about politics. And he was a Republican. So he comes up and he kind of, I assume he's a Republican. He definitely didn't seem happy with what we were saying. Mm-hmm. And he came up and he started talking about Hillary Clinton and how she was a criminal and all that. And I don't know if he was looking at me for validation or what, but I just kind of went, yeah, man, all politicians are scum. And he just nodded. He's like, yeah, that's the uniter, is you just go, all politicians are scum. And everyone is on the same page when that happens. So that's the way. That's a freebie, by the way. That's a get out of jail free card if that ever happens to you. That's been my day. I wish I had something super interesting to talk about, but I spent the day editing footage with Mandy. Mm-hmm. That's my day. That's all I know. How are you?
I'm tired. We just got into our new, we're like now are on you at day the new two place? Of the new office, yeah. And it's, I don't think I'm allowed to talk about it because it'll get me in trouble, but it's not ideal. So it's been very stressful the last like couple weeks with all the planning and everything, and just everything constantly changes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, just let us do what we know we need because we're the ones there every day.
You know, I feel bad now because my original idea for tonight's show, and I wish I hadn't ran it by you, we talked about doing the SummerSlam recaps, mm-hmm. like, or doing wrestling recaps. I thought, what if we just did a SummerSlam recap tonight and talked about the show, and then tomorrow that frees up where we don't have to talk about SummerSlam. But Dalton's not here.
We're missing half of the PW people.
That's true, but they don't talk a lot.
I mean, Allie doesn't, but I know Dalton. Like, if Dalton doesn't get to squeal about how much he loved the main event for an hour, he'll cry.
Wait, did he love the main event?
Did you not hear him after? It was like his favorite thing ever.
Oh, I. You know I tune him out.
I mean, it's not a bad call.
I didn't love the main event. We'll save it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll save it for tomorrow and do that. Have you ever watched, this is going to be one of those shows where we go randomly to different things. Have you ever watched the Toys That Made Us on Netflix?
I saw the first season, and I really, like, is the third season out yet?
No.
Okay, good.
The second one is.
I don't know what this, because the first season was really cool because it was like, I remember it had Barbie in it, it had He-Man, which was fascinating. That one was probably my favorite, because like, I'm not someone who, like, I kind of missed, I was too young for He-Man, mm-hmm. like in its heyday, but I was always aware of it. But that story, which is basically just a steady stream of people lying to cover themselves,
yeah.
that just happened to work out. No, yeah, there's going to be a comic that goes with it. No, a TV show. It's going to be great. Like, all of this just...
That's not somebody at the door, is it?
No.
Okay, so making sure. Yeah.
There was a jogger.
Season 3 is coming out pretty soon.
Which that season is stacked. Because
yeah,
it's,
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles, wrestling figures, and Transformers. And then I don't remember what the last one was. But
actually, I have a list here.
The last one was the one that I didn't care about. I think My Little Pony. I think it's My Little Pony.
Oh, God, I'm glad Lindsay's not here. You would have somewhere right now, she's like heartbroken. She's
That's
hurting.
Fine. I'm not saying it's... I didn't say anything bad. Like, I just...
But you mentioned Barbie and didn't say you didn't care about that.
I mean, I don't, but that story was interesting. Like, I'm still going to watch
it. Hey, you don't know. My Little Pony might be filled with sex and violence.
I mean, yeah, from the guys that are like 30 and super into it. Well, yeah. Not sex, but yeah. The Barbie story was just super interesting. And I'm sure the My Little Pony one will be too. But if you have, for Asa, when you have Ninja Turtles, Transformers, and wrestling figures, and My Little Pony, I'm sure My Little Pony's gonna be fine. But compared to those other three, that defined my entire childhood.
Would you say they were the toys that made you?
They did.
They I feel
Transformers
like-
to a lesser extent. It was that thing where I always thought Transformers were so cool, and I would watch the cartoons that we got, which the cartoon that I got was Beast Wars.
Oh no!
Yeah, but that's how cool I thought they were. Because even like that, I was like, well, the Rhino's awesome. I like how the good guy turns into an ape.
I have a list of the episodes here, and it's first season was. And by the way, if you have not seen it, it's so good.
Highly recommend. If you don't know what they are, they're little 30-minute documentaries about these like 80s toys.
Yes.
And they're about just the story behind them, how they were designed, how they got popular.
I thought the G.I. Joe one was probably the most interesting one to me, and I don't even like G.I. Joe. I never really liked G.I. Joe. But just the story of how it came around and it the person that made it and the argument of who actually made it and stuff like that.
I actually don't know if I saw that one.
That's really good. The first season had Star Wars, Barbie, He-Man, and G.I. Joe. The second season, which came out earlier this year, had Star Trek, which was also really fascinating. Transformers, Lego, and Hello Kitty.
Wait, so second season had Transformers?
Yes.
What's the third? Oh. Third season's Power Rangers.
It's Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. That's why. Okay, yes. So that is what defined my childhood.
Yep.
Because as cool as I thought Transformers were, Power Rangers were my jam, to the point that I liked it way too late, like, to be acceptable. And I know that because of the things the kids in my class said to me.
But it's karate.
But screw them, because it's giant monsters and explosions and karate.
I was always pissed because
there's always a lesson to be learned.
I could never get the good Power Rangers figures. I had the ones where their head flipped and they were unmasked. And those sucked because those all had giant barrel chested figures. So like, try playing that and like, you know, hey Jason, why are you the same size as Kimberly? Right. It didn't make any sense from a storyline standpoint.
You have the exact same body mold.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense, and I was very upset about that because they didn't make, well, kind of all the figures that they used to make back in the 90s kind of sucked
a little bit
compared to now. Like NECA and was it Diamond
and like Mezco?
Yeah,
like those ones that Dalton has. The thing that blows my mind, and you gave me one for Christmas. I can't remember who it was. I have it in my room still.
Is it the retro figures?
Yeah. Those like weird, like they take current day, like there's Stranger Things ones, and like they have these like super relevant, but they're throwback style. So they're in the tiny cardboard. They're like 5 inches tall, if that, with half a point of articulation.
Terrible looking.
And I'm like, why? You understand that we have like movable plastic joints now.
And these
don't need to be carved from actual bricks of rubber anymore.
I'm pretty sure that the people that make that, is that Funko?
I don't think it's Funko. I know it's a company that does a lot of other toy stuff, I thought.
Who did I give you?
I can't remember.
Because that's a good question.
It wasn't a Terminator thing, was it?
No, it was like a one-off reference you made to me once, and it stuck with me.
Yeah.
And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get that for Issa.
Yeah, because you got it for me. It was either my birthday or it was for Christmas or something.
It was Christmas, yeah. Okay. Yeah. For the life of me, I can't remember.
I can't either. Because I was kind of confused, and then you explained it to me, and I was like, oh. Yeah, it was like a one-off joke that like...
That's how deep I get with my with my gifts. It seems like they throw in the one episode for the girls, and then the rest are definitely for the boys.
Yeah.
Although, and that's sexist, I know. Please forgive me. But, you know, back when we were younger, like in the early 80s and early 90s, genders were much more defined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, boys played with boys' toys and girls played with girls' toys. And I started that sentence off by I was going to go into a joke about it all, like to slowly turn you from, you know. But as I said it, the joke was just the reality.
I mean, I remember.
Literally, boys' toys were boys' toys, girls' toys were girls' toys. You talked about He-Man. Mm-hmm. I've told this on the story before, or the show before. I tried to buy a She-Ra figure because I thought She-Ra was cool. My dad would not let me purchase it. He made me buy He-Man instead because he thought buying a She-Ra figure made me a little gay.
In that Toys That Made Us episode, they flat out say, like, the people who made He-Man didn't like She-Ra because they were worried that then, okay, well, now the girls have this thing that's like, it's the girl version of the boy toy. Why? It's, the boys are not going to like it anymore because now a girl has something similar. Oh, no. And it's just like, people in the 80s were dumb.
To be fair, though, have you seen a He-Man toy lately?
Yeah, they're popping up again.
Are they actually? Are they really?
They're fairly recently. They kind of did like a re-release thing. And when I say fairly recently, I need everyone to remember that things that happened 6 years ago
are still recent.
Probably, like, I will confuse that with something that happened to me 2 weeks ago. So I'm not the one. I just remember that there was kind of not a resurgence, but like they started remaking those toys because they kind of became like collector things.
Well, yeah, retro is always popular. Mm-hmm. They always bring stuff back like that.
And... But even like the Barbie one, and they were talking about how like when Bratz came on the scene and just how that impact, just the history of how these like legendary, super well-known, iconic toys had to grow and adapt to the market, and how sometimes they did and were successful, like Barbie, and sometimes they did not, and it fell out from under them.
Like G.I. Joe.
And kind of to an extent, He-Man.
Yeah.
Those are super fascinating. But going back to what you're talking about, like gender roles, I distinctly remember when I think Target said that they were no longer going to label their toy aisles as boy and girl.
Yeah.
They were still going to be like, there's a Barbie aisle and then there's like the Power Rangers aisle, but they're not, but they used to actually say
girls' toys.
Girls' toys, boys' toys.
Right.
And I remember the huge like
the uproar, the backlash.
People lost their minds.
Yeah.
And I'm at the point where I'm legitimately wondering what is going to seriously piss me off in 30 years.
That's going to put you on that same level.
That an 18-year-old is going to be like, dude, you're on the wrong side of history. Like, no, that's not how this works. Like,
yeah.
This is the downfall of society.
My only hope is that when that moment comes, you will have friends that will, like, show you the way.
Right.
Because I've fallen into that trap a couple times of, like, I got super upset over white privilege for the mm-hmm. longest time. I hated that because it made me feel like I could not accomplish things on my own, that everything was given to me. Mm-hmm. And it took a stern talking to by, like, Jesse and you and Hunter and Allie. Allie's just the biggest little smart person, likes to tell me the way that things are. So, yeah, maybe I'll be the one that you'll get upset and I'll go, no, Asa, let me explain why this is a thing.
This is why the AI should be allowed to vote.
But
like, well, I don't know.
But remember Atticus Finch? Eventually became a monster. No. So,
who? I didn't read the Harry Potter books. I just wanted to try to upset as many people as possible with that.
You're not upsetting me because Harry Potter is dumb.
No, it would upset you because I'm comparing it to a Harry Potter thing.
Oh, yeah, no.
Also, don't yell at me, Internet. I have read the books, except for the last one. I did see the last movie,
he's talking about Harry Potter. I thought he was talking about...
I've seen all the Atticus Finch movies.
Okay, you mean the one. The one Atticus Finch movie. I've seen all of
them. You're not taking into consideration the homemade one that I made in my basement.
Is that what you do in your free time? That's so sad.
I don't have free time.
I don't really care about the Power Rangers.
Okay, well, here's a 45-minute TED Talk about why you're wrong.
I don't, like I said, I only had the really dumb ones, so I could never get into them. Well, and that's because I couldn't find them. My mom actually tried to get me the Power Rangers toys for Christmas because I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I remember opening them, and that's when I got those big-ass barrel-chested ones. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this'll work. But then slowly, as I got older and I got into girls, and I realized that these girls had, like, just barrel bodies.
These shapes don't line up.
Yeah, and I couldn't make them, like, have sex with each other. It didn't look natural.
Zach's laughing. How did you play with action figures?
Yeah, did you not just...
It's just a giant orgy.
Eventually, every toy session will just turn into sex because you have adventures. What else are you going to do with them? Just plow it out. The strangest combinations. Batman and like...
and Trish Stratus. Oh, there's Trish Stratus news we're talking about tomorrow night.
Is it the match?
Yeah.
And how Alexa Bliss said she found out on Twitter?
Yeah. So that was kind of me with Transformers.
Tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Not the Transformers thing. The Alexa Bliss, Trish Stratus thing.
Don't.
We'll see. We'll see. Some of those shows run long. We'll stretch. But like the Transformers toys, I always thought were super cool, but they were always pretty expensive compared to like other franchises, which I totally get it because you have all of these moving parts and, you know, we talk about points of articulation. These legitimately went from like
one thing
vehicles
to
a whole other thing.
Yeah.
And I always ended up playing with them too rough. So I would always end up snapping off an arm or something. You can usually like pop them back into place, but they never were quite the same. Mm-hmm. It's like when you dislocate your shoulder, like you can pop it back in. But then you have to have surgery to like make it actually a shoulder again.
Popping in my hernia.
Right.
You know?
You just need to get that removed.
I never did have Transformers toys, but I did have a lot of Ninja Turtles toys.
I did, yeah. That was my...
That was my jam, was Ninja Turtles.
I had...
Ninja Turtles and Spider-Man. I don't know why. I loved Spider-Man toys when I was a kid.
I mean, they were cool.
Like, just Spider-Man. That's all I had. I had no Venom. I had no Carnage. Just Spider-Man.
Because I never got a lot, like, I had a couple Transformers, but never, like, a bunch. And it was never really the ones that I really, really wanted. It was, I would always
get,
like...
You get the lesser known ones that were in, like, an episode?
So, not even that. It would just be, like, okay, I would make, like, my Christmas list. And I would be, like, okay, I want this Transformer. Well, then that Transformer was sold out. So, oh, well, this Transformer will work instead. And it did. And I was happy with it.
They still transformed.
But, yeah, I still got to do... Because that was my favorite part. Like, I never did, like, giant fights like I did with all of my other toys.
Yeah.
The Transformers were strictly for transforming.
This guy transforms into, like, a toaster. You couldn't get Starscream. But this guy transforms into, like, a, you know, 94 Chevy Nova. I don't know cars.
I did get... I did.
Is that a car?
I do remember.
I'm looking it up.
I think the biggest Transformers that I had were from the Beast Wars run, because I do remember having Megatron and Optimus Prime, and I was super, like, that was one I got on my birthday, one I got on Christmas, and I was super, I was just so stoked.
So there is a 94 Chevy Nova.
What's his name? Kill me? Just sputtering backfire?
The only Transformer I ever wanted was Starscream. That was it. And I still don't have a Starscream. So here's what's going to happen. Mandy's going to hear this, and she's going to buy me a Starscream for, like, Christmas, because no other woman in my life that supposedly loves me will. Mandy bought me the Gremlin figure after, like, 2 years of dropping hints to Lindsay and Allie. Mandy is the one that bought it for me.
Also, Mandy's not going to listen to this.
She's not.
She doesn't listen to
this. Unless I tell her that we mentioned her. Then she will. That's what Allie used to do too. Is I would say, like, yeah, we mentioned the show last night, and then I'd hear her listening to it. But she only listened to shows she was mentioning on. The great way to support your local podcast. Frack.
No, that's her way of getting back to us for recording without her.
It's not my fault she works. This is her last semester of school. Mm-hmm. I told her life begins after this semester. Her real life. You know. It's like your life now, but you don't have to go to school anymore. But you get more hours at work.
Right.
You know.
And then you have to start paying for school, like the rest of it.
No, I think she's good.
Okay.
I think she's tapping out.
Just no, I'm not paying anymore.
Well, she's like,
what are they going to do?
Well, she's like, she could get a what is after bachelor?
Masters.
Masters.
Yeah.
She's like, she get a master's in art, and mm-hmm. I'm like, what for? You can draw, can't you? Like,
there's square,
yeah.
Triangle, circle, the
just
end.
Just draw.
Degree, please. Don't tell her we mentioned her on the show, because she'll get so mad.
Oh, we were talking about...
And every time I disappoint Allie, I can feel myself dying. Like, I thought I'm dead. Like, it's like, oh no, I am max levels of dead inside. And then I say something that I get that glance. It's not even a full stare. It's just the look up. Just, I'm like, oh no, what is this pain in my soul?
It's not our fault that she picked a fake, you know, thing to go into.
I didn't know where you were going until it was too late.
I can't think properly. All I can think about is editing now. Oh, this is my life. I'm seriously thinking about taking some time off from the show just to unwind. Like, I'm being dead serious. Like, I want to take, like, a week off from Podzilla, which I was going to do when I had my surgery. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I don't know when that's going to happen, because I still haven't gotten my check back from St. Francis when I didn't get surgery with them. And I got to have that money before I can schedule my surgery, because
right.
You have to pay it up front when you get there. I can't do installments. So I need that $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And they were supposed to send me a check. I have not got the check yet. I need to call them and say, hey, what's going on? This hernia is getting bigger.
Where's my money?
Where's my money? It's my money.
No.
And I need it now.
I will kill everybody.
I don't know what you're talking about. Those commercials were awesome.
No,
I used to catch those when I watched...
You say this like they're not still making these abominations.
But that guy's not in them anymore. They had the one guy that was with him.
I hope he died.
I think he did die.
Well, now I feel kind of bad, but
I think he's
at
gone.
The same
what
time...
What did he
like,
do to you? He just made a commercial.
Oh, I hate the commercials. It's like the 1-800 free credit...
I need cash now.
Whatever free
call
karma report.
J.G. Wentworth. 877 cash.
I'm flagging this episode for a
are you
going to
demonetize me?
Yeah.
I didn't get no monetizing to begin with. Terrible.
I'm flagging it for a copyright violation.
That is
no, now they try to make them all trendy, and it's like, oh, here's a 3-minute one with like 12 different styles of music all doing this stupid
That's my absolute favorite one, because that is the point where they stopped paying to get a commercial made, and they literally just brought people in to audition for the commercial and then use that for the commercial. Like, they got free commercial out of those guys, and good on them.
I hate all of those people. If you're listening to the, if you're listening to this and you were in one,
commercials ain't what they used to be. That's all I'm saying. Commercials were, everyone always talks about how they love DVR and stuff like that because they don't have to deal with commercials. I actually love commercials. They make me realize that I'm watching TV. Is that weird?
Yeah. Like, doesn't watching TV make you realize you're watching TV?
No, because I miss the old days. Asa, I miss the good old days when you would, like, sit down in front of the old squawk box and in the old front of the old Radiator King, and you would watch TV and there would be commercials, and during commercials break, you went and got a drink or some food or like a sandwich, or you made a pizza. Can every commercial break.
Okay, so I have great news. Imagine.
You're not going to do this to me.
Imagine you can just like watch whatever you want at any time, and then like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom. When's the next commercial break? It's right now, because I can hit the pause button and go take as long as I want or as short as I want.
But how do you learn about new products?
I don't. The internet. My phone is listening to me right now. We have said Wish 6 times. I'm going to start getting those ads on my Instagram and my Facebook again. Everything is listening to you, and everything's trying to sell you something. And now you don't have to deal with the absolute panic of knowing that your pizza rolls have 25 seconds left in the microwave, but then you hear the show come back on in the other room. And if you don't wait and bring the pizza rolls out fresh, then you're going to have to wait until the next commercial break, and they're just sitting in the microwave getting colder. They're not as good.
Well, they're,
or you have to miss the show, and then you have to live with that Sophie's Choice.
To be fair, they were usually hot on the outside and cold on the inside.
I don't think that's a hyperbole.
That is a movie, though. That is a movie.
It sure is, man.
So you're saying that everything is listening to me talk, and that they're basing their advertising around it.
Yes.
Because I went in my email, and in my spam email, I have nonstop offers for Viagra, Cialis, and Ray-Ban. So,
Ray-Ban.
What message are they trying to send to me?
Well, you wear sunglasses a lot, and you constantly talk about them. We do make a lot of dick jokes.
Natalia keeps sending me 18 plus messages, which I don't know if that means that she sent me 18 plus messages,
or the messages are only for someone who is 18 plus.
Yes.
Open it and find out. Give her your credit card information.
And my personal favorite, I want to read this. I got an email from Blizzard. Oh, it says Blizzard Entertainment. It's from battle.com.
Well, that's Blizzard's website.
Which is clearly it. And it says, greetings. It has come to our attention that you are trying to sell you personal Overwatch ? Account. As you may not be aware of, this conflicts with the EULA in terms of agreement.
How did they get EULA right?
If this proves to be true, your account will be disabled. It will be ongoing for further investigation by Blizzard employees. If you wish not to get your account suspended, you should immediately verify your ownership. Click on this website. That is clearly the right one.
And put in your username and password.
I don't understand why when I hover over the site that says battle.net/account, it actually wants to take me to usbattle.net.login.login.xml. I make that joke, but Lindsay fell for that once.
Really?
With Blizzard.
Oh, no.
That's how she got her account hacked. Because it was back when people still trusted each other.
Right.
And she got an email from Blizzard saying that there was suspicious like activity on her account to log in. And she did. And then, she got hacked. We all got hacked. And I think she was the patient zero. She caused the rest of us. Did I tell you about that?
No.
The funniest thing happened was that, so me, her, and Bob used to play together. And I was still playing, and she was still playing. Bob was no longer playing. Bob was in his room, and I was on, and it said he came online. And it said he was in, like, some dungeon. And I was like, oh, Bob started playing again? So I go into his room, and he's, like, laying on his bed watching a movie. And I walk back, and I go to where the guy was, and I'm following him around while he's killing stuff. And I go back to Bob's room and look, and sure enough, he's still watching a movie. I finally messaged him. I'm like, you're not Bob, are you? He never replied. I reported him immediately.
So what's the purpose of like hacking into someone's account and then just playing from there? Like, do you just circumvent the having to pay the $15 a month or?
No, because they have to start the account again. So they have to pay for it.
Then why?
I think it's because
they hope that he was like max level and they could like transfer his, all of Bob's equipment to their account?
Or? I think that, and also that if they got their account banned, it wouldn't be their account. So like,
but they don't get. People are dumb, man.
Instead of creating a new account and then that getting banned, and you can only go through so many like. You can like create so many emails. Maybe they were just like, well, if we steal other people's accounts and they get banned, who cares? We can just move on to the next person. I guess. I'm sure they also data mined his credit card info and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. People are garbage.
It's true.
Just a giant garbage hole.
I'm just thinking about Power Rangers toys. I'm sorry. I'm distracted. Because Power Rangers toys were cool, but they never made enough villains. Well, like, they never made enough bad guys to fight, so you always had to, like...
I was going
to
ask you, like, you're talking about Power Rangers toys. Like, didn't they only make, like, 7 toys?
I mean, they... Per season, pretty much.
They had a new one for every season, but I don't remember ever seeing any of the enemies. Ever. I never saw a single villain's toy.
So, they would make, like... They've gotten better about it recently, but, yeah, they very rarely made, like, the bad guys. And when they did make the bad guys, because I remember... Because I had one of the... I had one of the Megazords, and it was, you know, like, you could break it apart and, like, transform them into the animals and stuff, and it was super cool. I love that thing. And then, which, that thing is, like, you know, a foot tall. And then you have the regular action figures, which are, like, 6 inches tall. Like, definitely not to scale, but whatever. But the only villain toys I had from Mighty Morphin were, they were, like, 7.5 inches tall. So they weren't to scale for the Megazord, and they weren't to scale for the actual Rangers. And it wasn't like Goldar or Zed or even Rita Repulsa. It was Monster of the Week.
The lipstick monster?
It was like a bug thing, because it had claws, and it had like a armadillo nose, but it had like fly eyes or something, like big bug eyes and wings.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It was weird. And then there was another, like, I think he was supposed to be a lava one, but he was just brown with these, like, bulbous orange growths all over him, and then this weird, like, carrot nose sticking straight up. I swear, it's a real thing.
That reminds me of the old Ghostbusters toys, like, the real Ghostbusters toys. Because, mm-hmm. like, I had one set of Ghostbusters, but then I had a million villains. None of them were ever from anything. It was just these weird creatures. Like, there was a cop. There was a... I think like a trash can that turned into a monster. None of them were ever from anything, but I had like 100 of them because they came out with so many.
And we've talked about it before, but it's like, it's the same thing that I hated about the Batman toys is because you would get like...
You didn't like Fisherman Batman or Deep Freeze Batman?
Exactly. It's the... I did because I was like, oh, that's awesome. And these are based on the animated series. That episode is going to be amazing. And then we never got that episode because it's not real.
Yeah.
It's just inventing all of these weird... circumstances for Batman to have to get through, but giving us no enemies or like reason for him to be there.
I don't understand how people buy toys now, period. And I mean that
with money.
Well, no, like with interest, because everything that a toy can do, a video game can do better. You know, it's like, okay, so Dalton has all those wrestling figures, mm-hmm. and he poses them and stuff like that. I'm like, that's cool, man. Or you could just play like 2K18 or whatever and actually wrestle.
Yeah, but those games suck.
They're better than taking toys together and clanking them together. And
yeah, but there's something to the physical and like to actually holding like a physical object as opposed to like
I have a collection.
Latest iteration. And I will counter that with Power Rangers. Like those legacy figures that they've been releasing are amazing. They're super detailed. They're super high quality. They're $20 a pop, so they're not terrible.
But I feel like most people just buy those and then put them on a shelf and then they stay there.
I mean, that's what I do, but I actually have that representation because like that, especially the Mighty Morphin series means that much to me. I want to have those and I do have those.
That's how I am with Mario.
But like what, there's no Power Ranger game I can play. There's the super cartoony one that came out a few months ago or a year ago at this point. Like,
I have that one.
The side scroller beat 'em up.
It's okay.
It's okay.
You want a real beat 'em up side scrolling Power Rangers game? You go back and play the Super Nintendo one.
Yes.
That's the solid one.
That one was.
What's that?
Awesome.
And the Genesis. Yeah, the thing I didn't like about the Genesis one was that it was a fighting game instead of like a beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, they did come out with a side-scrolling one originally, but the first Power Rangers game that they came out with, the Super Nintendo was a beat 'em up, mm-hmm. and the Genesis was just a fighting game. And my nephew, who's now in jail for murdering his son, had the fighting one, and I had the side-scrolling one, and no one wanted to play mine. they all wanted to play his because it was like Mortal Kombat style. Yeah. And I'm just like, but don't you guys want to be the Power Rangers? Just beat up some putties? No one did. Everyone wanted to fight each other. I hate PvP.
Those people are done. Oh, well, bad news for when Smash comes out.
We can team up against the computer. Comstar.
Did you see the video of King K. Rool?
God damn it.
They put him. It was him versus Snake.
Oh, no. I thought you were just making another King K. Rool
joke. Like we actually got to see gameplay footage. It looks like he also has a suplex.
I see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
Bowser versus King K. Rool in the boxing ring.
Yep.
That's going to be the first match in the new Super Smash.
It's definitely not going to
weekly
be
series.
Well, assuming we can get him unlocked. Because you
are
start
they locked.
Well, you start with the original 12, and then you have to unlock the other 50.
That's not good.
No, I like that. Apparently, you're going to be unlocking them left and right.
You damn well better be, because I've been running my mouth about doing tournaments here at the store, and I thought they would just be all unlocked from the beginning.
I mean, all you have to do is use someone's copy who has everything unlocked. Like, if you think that Jesse's not going to have like the full roster in 3 days, and probably same with like Billy. Probably me.
Yeah, but Billy will just download it because Billy's a cheater.
Billy will beat everybody without touching the controller.
Billy, who we won't say a last name to not implicate him in crimes, bought a second Switch just to hack it and was playing with it here at the store.
He was playing Gran Turismo on it.
Yeah, that's a great use of new technology to play a PS1 racing game.
But he can play it here and on the go now. So
you tell me who won.
Right. There's some Smash. We were talking about a thing. Power Rangers.
I'm waiting for you.
I'm real glad I didn't get into the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles toys because.
What do you mean by new?
Like the Nickelodeon series? The Nickelodeon series. The not the newest one, but the one before it. Because though they made so many for so many different characters.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, they did the kind of weird, like, different variations of the Turtles.
Yeah, but some of them were really awesome. In fact, if anyone's listening and you legit are like, you know, I like Shannon. He created Podzilla. It's an outlet for me. And I really want to get him something because I love him. There is a Leonardo figure that I cannot find. And I'm going to tell you what it is. Is this one it? Yeah, it's like a monsters versus mutants series or something like that, and he's basically a vampire hunter, so he has like
I do remember that run,
and I really want that, and I've never been able to find it. I found the mutant mummy one, but I didn't want the mutant mummy one because that's stupid. Mummies are the dumbest creatures in horror. I wanted the Leonardo with the freaking trench coat, and he just looks like a badass.
The Simon Belmont.
Well, let's
look, or the Van Helsing.
Yeah, the Van Helsing. That's a good way to describe it. Yeah. So that's the one that I wanted, and I could not find it. I found the Raphael one, and the Raphael one was cool. It's not Leonardo. Leonardo is my guy. There are so many incredible freaking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle figures out there now. I have so many Leonardo ones. In fact, Lindsay, the reason I brought up the toy thing originally, and I'm circling back to that story, was that Lindsay sent a bunch of pictures of our collection to them. Because they had some contest going or something. I don't know what it was. But we were waiting for her to play WoW last night. And she's sending all these pictures of all of our action figures and collectibles. And it took her 2 hours to write the letter to them. She's like, they want descriptions. They want, you know, like it to be in depth. And she went super in depth. She says she probably wasted her time. I'm like, no, if you enjoyed it, it's not a waste of time. And we have a ton of toys.
Right.
Like my apartment is basically a museum to a happier time.
It's awesome. So many cool stuff.
But when we move out, who's going to get what?
Yeah.
You know, assuming that at one point, me, her, Lindsay, and Allie, she is Lindsay. Me, her, Bob, and Allie part ways. Who gets what? Because Lindsay and I especially have so much stuff that we bought together. The only thing that I could see us doing is like opening our own store and putting everything in it as a display. So that way it stays there. But I don't know.
All right.
These are questions in life I never want to have answered.
Okay. What you do is you rent out a basketball court and you pile everything at center court. You each start behind the goal with a shopping cart. The buzzer hits, and you both just mad dash, and you just free for all.
Take the shopping cart out.
You fill up the shopping cart, you run it back, and then you got however many trips you make. Not like a full size, not a regulation shopping cart.
Like a kid's shopping cart? Yeah, like one of those training ones?
Shopper and training.
I was going to say, take the training cart, or take the cart out, and it's just whoever runs down and grabs the most stuff, drops it back. I'll outlast her. Plus, I got these big beefy arms. She has these little arms.
They're at Barnes & Noble, and every time I go, I think I can go a little bit more in debt because they're like $60 a pop, but they're super nice, like SH figure arts. They're like super posable, yep. And which doesn't matter to me because I would leave them in the box because that's the kind of crazy I am.
That's me too. I agree with you.
But they're so pretty, and I could buy the Donatello, and that would be fine, but I know I couldn't. Because just having one Ninja Turtle, it's not right. Even though there is clearly one that's superior.
Yes,
Donatello. It's weird to not have the full group.
Oh, I feel like
you need the full group.
I want to make that the question of the week, but two reasons I won't. One, I'm afraid I'll lose, and that's one battle I can't lose officially. And two, it kind of seems unfair that you can't nominate all four.
Oh, is it only?
It's only two options.
See, well, I would say you could do like a multi-week like build and have two one week, two the other. But then, who do you pair who against who?
I feel like you can't pair Leonardo and Raphael against each other. Well, you can't really pair any of them against
each other. Right? There's no pair. It would have to be a four way like survey.
Yeah.
Interesting. I see those gears turn.
No, because I already lost the pineapple one.
Yeah, just admit bad
enough.
Remember when we were talking about like when our friends and we have to like, no, you're on the wrong side of history here.
Yeah.
Yeah, pineapple belongs on pizza.
No.
And it's great.
I stand by it. You know, I stand by it because.
Have you tried it yet? Like since that one, time in a while. No. Okay.
I'm glad you cut me off because I was going to make not an offensive joke. Like I wasn't going to say anything bad, but it wasn't a good joke. I'm going to tell it anyway. I was going to say that lots of people have been defiant in the face of injustice. You know, Rosa Parks. I'm going to stop there. I'm not going to compare myself to Rosa Parks. I'm not Nicki Minaj.
I don't get that joke.
She compared herself to Harriet. She says she's the new Harriet Tubman.
Oh, God.
How does that work?
There was I think it was on the Joel McHale show on Netflix, but they took this like aspiring female rapper to like the museum that was dedicated to like history making super important black women and made her go around and read like words that they wrote and said and these like super inspiring powerful things and then read lyrics she'd written. So it's like a super important Harriet Tubman quote followed by bouncing on that dick, bouncing on that dick, like something like that. Like,
wait,
something.
No, hold on.
Like, she had, because she was like, they made her read her lyrics.
Did she have a song called Bounce on That Dick? I'm looking it up.
It was something terrible.
Oh, you should never Google bouncing on that dick, but here I go.
No, turn the safe search on.
See what there is a song by Tyga.
Tyga.
Called Bouncing on My Dick.
Yeah, I don't know if that, like, I don't think it was, I'm pretty sure Tyga's a guy. And like I said, I don't know what show that was from, because I wasn't watching the show, I was watching, like, a clip, I'm pretty sure it was, or some equivalent of the Joel McHale show, which got canceled on, I'm not happy.
Already?
Yeah, it got two seasons, I think, but yeah.
I'm just curious at what quote that they read from, like, Harriet Tubman could go up against, got a badass bitch just bouncing on my dick, bouncing on my dick, bouncing on my dick. Bouncing on my dick.
3 minutes later. Are you just reading the lyrics?
I am.
Now?
And then it starts to get words that we try not to say on the other shows. So
it gets worse.
Jesus Christ. Got a badass bitch bouncing on my dick. Tap out, dick. I'll make that pussy quit.
I'm telling you right now, that is not the intro for tonight's show.
No, it's.
It's not the intro song for tonight's
It's show. Not. I can't.
You already had the one plan.
Are you, which one? Are you looking at the oh cockstraw baby? Come on, take a sip.
What?
Chips so good like salsa when you dip. Oh cockstraw baby, come on, take a sip.
Oh, he got paid more money than I'll ever see to write that. Are we at an hour?
I don't want to do the show anymore.
I know.
If that's what you're asking. Like,
remember when we talked about action figures?
I can't believe that this is the kind of world that exists, but it's always been that way. It's always been that way. Even when I was younger, there were songs that just embarrassed me.
Well, and there's like a super famous thing of like some like ancient philosopher like in BC times talking about the today's youth have no respect for their elders. They're using foul language and all of this, and it's just like this is.
Allie makes that reference all the time.
Truly, this is going to end to the this is going to bring to the downfall of society, and they've literally been saying that every generation since humans.
But I can't help but feel we are getting worse over time.
At this point, though, we're actively like murdering the planet.
Yeah.
So
and each other. I mean,
and each other.
And each other.
And each other.
Yeah. We can only do so much damage to the planet before. We didn't have the technology. Mm-hmm. As technology gets better, we get more destructive.
Well, and it's the thing like everyone's like they're talking about Infinity War. So Trevor, if you haven't seen it yet, one, what is wrong with you? Two, maybe pause. But like. They're like, oh, Thanos thinks that he has to kill half the population. Well, if he has that power, why doesn't he just double the universe's resources? Because they address that. He says that, like, existence by nature is destructive. And that even if he doubles everything, they will just find a way to continue to consume
They'll
and use up
They'll go through it twice
all
as fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but, let's all right, let's just cut out, like, everything. Well, half of everything.
I find that movie to be flawed still. I just bought it on 4K.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you rewatched it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, that's a long movie.
It is a long movie. I still very much enjoyed it. It's just that, like, the farther away we get from it and the closer we get to...
Five?
To four.
Is it four?
Yeah. Because it was Avengers, Age of Ultron, Infinity War. Civil War was a Captain America movie.
Shit, you're right. I always get that one mixed up.
I knew that's what it was. But the closer we get to four, I'm like, nothing's going to stick.
No, it's not.
Like, this just doesn't matter. Like, the fact that we just got a brand new logo for Spider-Man Far From Home, like, kind of lessens the impact of that scene.
The only one that's going to stay dead after Infinity War is James Gunn.
Oh, like, too soon.
That's the only one that he didn't feel good, Cap.
No.
And he stays gone.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, Drax might stay gone. I don't remember. Did he get snapped? I don't remember if he got snapped or not.
Yeah, because it was just shit. I mean, yeah, because I think it was just Rocket that survived.
And Nebula.
Yeah, and Mantis, maybe?
I don't remember. But, like, because he said if they don't use James Gunn's screenplay for the movie, he would quit. Like, he would leave. So that would be.
I wonder if they would recast him or if they would just eliminate Drax.
Honestly, I don't like that's one of those things where I don't know. I don't think there's a good answer because on the one hand, like Drax is such a critical part of those movies. But at the same time, like the reason Drax is so beloved is because of
the way Batista plays him.
And so if you have someone coming in who's not Batista trying to do Batista as Drax, it's just it's not going to work.
Maybe they could get Lesnar.
I mean, he would fit the role.
He's big.
He's
large. Getting smaller.
But would he show up?
Apparently he didn't show up for Raw.
Because he wasn't contractually obligated to.
Even though they advertised him.
Card subject to change.
I hate that, though. I hate that. I hate when promotions do that. That's just shitty. But now they're advertising Spider-Man for a new movie, and I'm like, how?
Right. It's like, how is there going to be a Guardians 3? The Adventures of Nebula? No, please.
And Rocket.
Okay, I take it back. Him constantly trying to, like, steal her parts. Rocket, Thor, and Rabbit. But I
wish I could say more about it. I don't know, man. I'm almost done with Marvel, which is good because they're almost done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't the next one the last in this?
No, they've got
but it's the last of this wave, right? Like, there's not gonna be any more Captain America. There's not gonna be any more.
Is that
I heard?
That's the rumor, is that everybody's like contracts are up from like the original wave of Avengers, and that so. We don't, and they're also being very secretive about what movies are coming next, because pretty much past Spider-Man, which is July of 2019, that doesn't sound right. It might be right. I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
But we're getting Captain Marvel in February, and then we're getting Avengers 4 in March.
You're right.
And then Spider-Man in July. But past that, they haven't announced what other movies are coming. But the Russo brothers have said, or it was either the Russo brothers or Paul Feige. Kevin Feige. The Feige guy who's in charge. that has said that after they're being very hush-hush about their upcoming release schedule until after Avengers 4 comes out. Because that's when they can really kind of, okay, oh no, there is
everyone's
a new,
alive.
There is a new Captain America movie. Or, okay, well, we saw the end of that.
So Spider-Man comes out 2 months after Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Starring Jake Gyllenhaal.
I mean, they did. Yeah, he got cast.
As Mysterio.
Has that been confirmed? Or is that, I know that's the rumor, is that they wanted Mysterio to be the villain.
I mean, that's what everything I'm seeing listed.
And that was like the, there was the news that they wanted Mysterio to be the villain, and there was news that they cast Jake Gyllenhaal, but they haven't said in what role. But everyone's just kind of putting the pieces together there. Which, yeah, that's awesome. It's the guy that, I'm the only person that makes this connection, but I always get Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire confused in my head. So it's like, oh, the guy I always thought was Spider-Man is now going to be in a Spider-Man movie.
I'm just glad they're doing something different with the villain.
Yeah, I love that.
And not just Green Goblin.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Also, you nailed it with Doc Ock already, so, you know, you need to breathe there.
Yeah.
Which, that said, yeah, I'd kind of love to see Green Goblin and Doc Ock handled in this Marvel universe because they're killing it.
Yeah, but I think there was a real lack of appreciation for Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin. Like, I know people do appreciate him, mm-hmm. but I think there was just, he's never talked about when you talk about, like, the great villains,
mm-hmm.
especially even Alfred Molina kind of overshadowed him as Doc Ock.
I mean, I think
but his Green Goblin was really good.
I think it's because Alfred Molina was a more grounded character.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe was way over the top.
He was pretty over the top, but if you want to talk about underappreciated villain,
John Travolta as Howard Saint?
No, not Hayden Christensen. What's his name? The guy who played Sandman. Thomas Hayden Church is Sandman. Not his fault that they decided to like retcon Spider-Man's origin story and his origin story. That was stupid and I hated that. But his portrayal as just Flint Marko was awesome.
And the Sandman effects were pretty cool.
I don't know how well they've aged because it's been a long time since I've seen that movie. But
very sandy.
Well, Anakin would hate it.
You know, actually... God damn
Hayden
it. Christensen. Now that there I think go. Of something I want to talk about, we only have like 6 minutes left. I want to do
teaser
a show.
Teaser for next time. Teaser for next. This will be the next show that we do.
Well, I think I can get it all out in 6 minutes.
No, we need to stretch it for an hour. We need to stretch it for an hour.
I really want to go back and watch the original Spider-Man trilogy
mm-hmm.
and give it another chance. Because the more I thought about it, everyone agrees one was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Two was great. Three was an abomination, and the series as a whole is kind of like...
Tainted by three.
It was good for what it was, you know, mm-hmm. at the time period and stuff. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought, I really liked that Spider-Man story, and I really liked three's ending. It was not happy. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't super sad, but the death of his friend, him and MJ were not back together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really melancholy. Like, you don't see that very often. Like, legitimate... It felt like it had...
It was like Empire, but like they didn't go...
But they didn't go Return of the Jedi.
They didn't get a return.
Yeah, like it had a pretty dark ending for what was a pretty colorful series.
Mm-hmm.
But just thinking about that and how Harry died, Tobey Maguire died... No, not Tobey Maguire. Who was it? Topher Grace.
Okay, yeah.
The guy that played Venom, mm-hmm. Eddie Brock. He died. And yeah, it was just really depressing. It ended on a down note. And the fact that they never made the fourth one, I think makes it better because they would have made a fourth one. It would have just,
everything's great.
Everything's great again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like if they ended Avengers with this movie, if this was the end of the series, it's like, holy hell, I didn't expect them to do that.
That would be kind of amazing. And then just like reboot it.
Yeah. Or just continue on with different characters, like right. the ones that are still alive.
See, and we say that, but at the same time, like I distinctly remember the ending of Civil War. And being like, that's a pretty lackluster Avengers team. Because it's like Scarlet Witch, Vision, Falcon, and like two other people maybe. And it's just like, I don't know.
Have you ever gone back and watched the Marvel movies and saw how much Scarlet Witch lost her accent in the span
she
of
just drops
a
it.
Movie? She just quit.
Yeah.
It's like Halle Berry and X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
She at first tried to sound like she was from Africa, and then she was like, nah, it was Halle Berry.
The kind of funny guys did the MCU in review,
yeah.
which they went back and watched every Marvel movie leading up to Infinity War and then ranked them. And then after that ended, they moved on to XCU in review, so they're doing all of the X-Men movies. So
didn't you say they said the X-Men movies were terrible?
Yeah. And they're like, I remember the second one being amazing, and they're like, oh, this is not a good movie. And they tried to like temper it with like, you know, but this was before we knew how good superhero movies could actually be.
Mm.
Like this was pre-Marvel, which is kind of insane to think about, but yeah, and like listening to their criticisms of it, it's like, yeah, that doesn't like it kind of makes me want to go back and rewatch them just to see like if I agree with them or if it's just like, they're just being too harsh.
I never thought one was a good movie. I thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. The first X-Men.
Oh yeah, no, they like I think they ended up putting three above one. The Sabretooth.
Oh, Tyler Mane.
The saber. The only good Sabretooth we've gotten was Liev Schreiber. That first Sabretooth looked so bad.
See, I thought he looked the part.
That is one thing that I remember is the effects they used for like his hair.
Okay, that just, wasn't like, that great. But he was a big, scary guy.
Like his body type was fine, but everything that they put on his body was not good.
Well, it's like Vinnie Jones as Juggernaut with the stupid muscle suit and stuff like that. Yeah,
they also did make him say, "I'm the Juggernaut, bitch."
Well, it was a meme, Asa.
I know
it was a meme. It was very popular.
I understand that.
Yeah, the Juggernaut we got in Deadpool 2 was better and worse at the same time.
Yeah, the super CG was.
But at least he looks cool. I just Deadpool 2 is a sore spot for me. I don't know why. I'd rather talk about.
No, this. I know you know why. Because you got super excited for Shatterstar, and he got yanked from your clutches.
And not only that, but I really wanted, like, my favorite part of the Deadpool movies are the X-Men parts. And there was a lot of X-Men in the movie, but it's done, yeah.
The scene with the door.
With the door and the when they beat Juggernaut by, like, shoving electrical cord up his ass. Like, it's just little stuff like that that's like...
Time to fight dirty.
Yeah, I get it, but, man, I want a serious X-Men movie. Like...
I mean, we've gotten First Class and Apocalypse. And
both of those were really good. And then they made... No. First Class, A Day of Future Past was good. Past. Apocalypse was serviceable. Apocalypse is the one I can never forgive.
I enjoyed it.
Hey, we put Jubilee in the movie, finally. Proper. But we cut her parts.
See,
here's a scene where she's in the background.
You are taking such nitpicky stances because they mean so much
to you.
Not
nitpicky. Jubilee is my favorite. And they're never going to put her in a goddamn movie and do her justice.
Did you watch?
She's a background character. She's a fern, basically.
She's a fern. Oh.
Get out of here, Zach. Why are you here?
I mean, Gambit showed up in X-Men Origins Wolverine.
At least he had a part. He showed up at the end inexplicably to save Wolverine.
No, he was there beforehand as the guy that
he threw a card.
Did stuff, yeah.
Yeah. The guy that played him looked awesome. Are they still making that Channing Tatum Gambit movie?
Well, it's been we've not had an update on it in forever. They're definitely doing Dark Phoenix because they did reshoots that didn't take as long as they like originally reported.
So I was curious about that. If they sold out to Disney, are they still going to release that movie?
They're still making it, and New Mutants are both supposed to come out, I think, in like 2019.
That New Mutants trailer was awesome. I'm so excited about that.
I don't understand.
It's a great-looking horror movie.
It's a great-looking horror movie that I feel like absolutely does not need the New Mutants
name to it.
Like, why do you have to... I don't understand why they needed to attach the X-Men. It's like one of those things where this had to have been a scrapped screenplay that someone found at the bottom of a drawer. And then, how are we? We're never going to make this. We're never going to get this made. X-Men. Done. New Mutants.
All the things in history that they've taken and adjusted and made it into something else. Mm-hmm. Like Silent Hill 4, The Room was not a Silent Hill game, but they just slapped the name on it and put it out. Been a couple movies like that too, and I know a bunch, and I can't think of a single one.
One of the Saw franchise, like one of the Saw movies, was originally something, like it was one of the sequels that they then just slapped the Saw title onto. Mm. I don't remember which one that was. I don't think it was the second one. It might have been like the fourth one.
The Frighteners was originally a Tales from the Crypt movie, but they couldn't get the Tales from the Crypt license. They just
released
that out. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we'll take that part. Have you ever seen the Frighteners?
I feel like I have, but it's been a
Michael
while.
Michael J. Fox, where he keeps finding people that has numbers carved in their forehead.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a lot. I don't think I've seen that since high school.
That's a good movie. Hampered by CG that at the time looked awesome. And today, less than awesome.
I really want to watch Candle Cove.
Yes, you do.
Because like
so
I've heard
good.
Like the you talking about it and like some of the images I've seen of it, it looks really good. I'm really bummed that it's not on Netflix or Hulu or anything.
It used to be on Hulu, I think, and then they put it on Shudder, which Shudder is a great service. If you're a horror fan, it's a great service. Mm-hmm. We finally, the Candle Cove, the first episode is incredible, and then like 2, 3, and 4 are all good, but it's a super slow build after the first episode.
So you said they're anthology stories.
Yes.
So is episode 1 different from episode 2,
no,
but they're all kind of...
There's It's like American Horror Story. Each season is its own anthology.
Each season is an anthology. Okay, gotcha.
And then we just finished episode 4 like 2 nights ago, and it had legitimately, and I wonder if Hunter is listening to this. We know he's very busy, but if he has, I wonder what he thought about the ending, because it was literally one of the only times in TV that I've ever gone like mouth open, like, I can't believe they did that.
If Hunter, if you are listening to this and you want to tell Shannon what you thought,
tell him in private.
Put that in his direct messages. Yes. That's not a group chat conversation.
Slide into my DMs, Hunter.
I won't tell
nobody.
Is this the first season?
This is the Candle Cove is. And then there's 3 seasons out. I think season 3 is out.
Because it's all Channel Zero, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the name of the, like.
And every season, as far as I know, every season is based on a creepypasta that they've adapted for
really?
TV. Yeah.
That's neat. It's that. Yeah,
Butcher's Block. That's the 3rd one. And then No End House is the 2nd one.
Huh. It's one of those things where it's like, if they can do it, that's cool. But if you, before hearing your recommendation and all of that, if you told me, oh, there's this horror anthology that's taking different creepypastas and stretching them into a season of television, I'd be like, I'm sure there's like good moments, but boy, some of those stories are shallow. Some of those stories are
legitimately creepy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I know you're doing Who's Afraid of PZ85 After Dark.
Of course.
Can you do a creepypasta episode?
Yeah.
Or like one of the episodes we do in October be a creepypasta episode?
I would like to devote the entire month of October to like creepy Halloweeny stuff, because I feel like we never go full on out with the themes anymore. Mm-hmm. We used to do theme months or theme weeks, and I thought that was fun. I'd like to do that again. But I would totally do that, because you and I have talked about, you shared some creepy stories with me that you've read on there that are really good. So yeah, I'd be fine with that. And I do recommend that you watch Candle Cove. It's a sci-fi original. But what's really strange is that one of the episodes we watched, no spoiler, but a character kills another character. And when that character kills said character, it's really gruesome. Like, you see the throat slit and blood splatter everywhere. And not just that, this show has some of the most unsettling deaths, because they don't just like die. Mm-hmm. When this person gets their throat slit, they sit there and you hear the
gargling.
Yeah, as they're trying to breathe and they're dying slowly. Mm-hmm. And that's happened more than once. But the person that kills this person says, don't F with this other person. And they clearly silence the F word. So I wonder if they made this show for a different channel and then it just got picked up for sci-fi. Or if sci-fi just said, go ahead, throw the curse words in it and we'll just bleep them out, you know?
Yeah. Or if it was like a thing that was changed. Like, oh, we thought we could get this past standards and practices, but it
turns out
you
still can't say F words on TV. Mm-hmm. We got to wrap it up. We got to get out of here. We'll end on that note. We'll be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. We're going to talk about SummerSlam and a bunch of other stuff. Take from this, go watch Candle Cove, Asa.
If I had
access, share my Shudder of info with you.
I need that.
This guy's on my Netflix, so and Hulu. Are you not on my Netflix anymore? I'm gonna take your profile off, because when I jump on, there's 5 profiles, 4 of us, and then Hippie.
And then Hippie.
He got signed out one day, and he never got. The dead air
does not work.
All right, we're gonna get out of here. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Take care of yourselves. Later.